Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting from the City Council for Monday, October 15th, 2012. I am Mayor Scott Smith, and it's, as always, an honor and a privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's evening with an invocation given by Councilmember Alex Fenter, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Joseph Apotian. Is that close enough? From Scout Troop 258. And would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge?
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity we have to meet in this City Council meeting and discuss the matters of this good city. We ask a blessing on those that serve in the armed forces throughout the world, that they might be kept safe from any accident or harm. And we also ask for a blessing and protection on our public safety personnel that serve this city. We ask that as we take into consideration these items and we have a civil discourse, that we might have the opportunity to have open and fresh ideas freely expressed. We ask now for thy guidance and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. I would like to excuse Vice Mayor, who is, did you join us by phone?
Yes, I am.
Vice Mayor Scott Summers is on the phone with us this evening. We'd also like to welcome Scout Troop 863. All, boy, let me see, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10 of you, plus leaders who are also here this evening. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you. The first item on our agenda this evening is the consent agenda, and the consent agenda this evening will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
To speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for American Diabetes Association, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 3rd, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Christ the King Roman Catholic Church, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 10th, 1551 East Dana Avenue. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 27th on Main Street from Center to Drew and in the alley between Monsterland and Milano's. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Foundation for Exceptional Kids, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 3rd, 35 North Robeson. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, Friday, November 2nd on Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, Friday, December 7th on Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Sigma Iota Epsilon, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 10th, 1415 South Westwood. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Arizona Asian American Association, two-day charitable event, Saturday, November 3rd and Sunday, November 4th, 1 East Main Street. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for Pizza Pit, 1954 South Dobson Road. Item 3J, act on liquor license application for Courtyard by Marriott, 1221 South Westwood. Item 4A, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for citywide temporary agency worker services. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase a renewal license for Google search hardware and software for the Information Technology Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase vaccines for the Fire and Medical Services Department's Childhood Immunization Program and for public safety personnel. This purchase is funded through the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community through Arizona's Indian Gaming Compact, plus county and state childhood immunization grants and budgeted city funds. Item 4D, act to renew term contract for tires for warehouse inventory. Item 4E, act on term contract for repair and refurbish of metal bins and roll-off containers for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 4F, act to renew term contract for crack seal material and application services for the Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on term contract for utility infrastructure repair and adjustment services for the Transportation, Water, and Energy Resources Departments. Item 4H, act on term contract for odor control service for the Water Resources Department. Item 4I, act on contract for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning upgrades for the Police Metro Building, 255 West Juanita Avenue. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 police operating and facilities maintenance budgets. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute amendment number 1 to the Airport Improvement Program grant agreement with the FAA for costs associated with airfield storm drainage improvements. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement regarding solid waste disposal and recyclable materials services procurement with the Town of Gilbert, City of Scottsdale, and City of Tempe. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for the Fire and Medical Services Department to purchase a mobile generating system that will provide the City of Mesa and the surrounding region an additional resource of power in the event of a future power outage. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds to sustain the Citizen Emergency Response Team for the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds to sustain the Urban Area Security Initiative Terrorism Rapid Response Team for the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds to sustain the Urban Area Security Initiative Terrorism Liaison Officer for the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 5G, act on resolution to extinguish a 16-foot utility easement in the 2200 block of West Main Street at La Mesita. Item 5H, act on resolution to vacate a 15-foot wide alley right-of-way located within the city-owned Escobedo housing complex at 400 North Pasadena. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with Benedictine University for property located at 225 East Main Street and authorizing the sale of leased property to the tenant by granting the tenant an option to purchase the property during the lease term. Item 6B, act on renovation contract for higher education reuse for the property at 225 East Main Street. This project is funded by the Economic Investment Fund, which is included in the city's enterprise fund. Item 7A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to reapply declarations of restrictions for Phase 1 and Phase 2 of city-owned land intended for development by Escobedo at Verde Vista LLC that were adopted July 9, 2012. Item 7B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an amendment and restated lease agreement with the option for purchase by Escobedo at Verde Vista LLC for a project on city-owned property located east of Center Street and on the north and south sides of University Drive. And item 8A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-40, 2254 West Main Street, located west of Dobson Road on the north side of Main Street. Rezone, site plan review, and preliminary plat approval of a new Leaf La Mesita to allow the redevelopment of a social services facility for a new Leaf. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a councilman would like to remove from the consent agenda? We have requests from the audience to remove items 7A and 7B from the consent agenda. So those will be taken off, and we will consider those as separate items. All right, I have a motion on the table to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Aye. The vote is 7 ayes and no nays. The consent agenda is approved. Before we move on to 7A and 7B, I skipped over an item, not knowing that there was a page here. My staff dutifully was waving their arms as I zipped past the item. I'd like to introduce Steve Wright. Steve, you're on. To recognize some awards that our city staff and the city and the community, actually, because it relates to some community events and something that we're pretty proud of. And if you would talk about the what you've got there, the hardware you've got sitting there on the podium.
Yes, Mayor, Council, 3CMA, which is the City County Communications and Marketing Association, is a national association of public sector marketing and communications professionals. And each year at their annual conference, the association recognizes outstanding public relations efforts and programs from among hundreds of entries from throughout the United States. The entries are judged by local government, PR professionals, and persons from professional consulting and academic communities and who are knowledgeable in marketing communications. And the entries are judged on overall accomplishments, measurable outcomes being heavily weighted, as well as overall creativity, quality of content, design, production, and budget. And this year, in September, the Southwest Ambulance Arizona Celebration of Freedom won the Savvy Award in the Special Events Recurring Events category. Some of the judges' comments included, really turned this event into an incredible big event, great job, well planned, great event, showed a collaboration and creativity in solving problems. And then one of the key comments that was made was good public-private partnership. And I think that is the key to the success of this event. 3 years ago, when the Arizona Celebration of Freedom started, we had a room full of people from many community groups. We had a lot of great ideas. We had a lot of energy and a new concept for an event. With hard work from many city departments, the support of key sponsors, including Southwest Ambulance, the Chicago Cubs, Downtown Mesa Association, I think Dave Short's here tonight, the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Mesa Sertoma Club, Heritage Academy, East Valley Veterans Parade Association, and many, many more sponsors and hundreds of volunteers, we launched a new and unique Independence Festival that in the first year had over 30,000 attendees, and in subsequent years we've averaged between 45 and 50,000 people at the event. And it really is a community effort. There are just so many groups that make it possible, and it's a lot of hard work. The significant thing about the award this year was that each year there is a President's Award that's given by the association, and it's presented to the entry that best reflects 3CMA's commitment to local government marketing. Each year the program singles out an entry that demonstrates dramatic results and raises the bar in all communications and marketing categories. And the award for the 2012 President's Award says the most outstanding marketing program honoring the Arizona Celebration of Freedom to the city of Mesa, Arizona. And then on the plaque it says the judges could not find any fault with this program. It achieved perfect marks in 12 scoring categories. It is an outstanding example of successful partnerships using a number of marketing tools. And Mayor and Council, this really is an award for our community for the outstanding work that they do every year for this event. So that is the award for the Savvy and then the President's Award. And one last little exclamation is we also received a award of excellence for the Mayor's Twitter Town Hall in the category of TV and video interview talk show. And the judges said the show was innovative and on target. So I think, again, this is a lot of recognition nationally for what the City of Mesa is doing.
So thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And especially proud to see the Celebration of Freedom recognized. I mean, there was a lot of naysayers who said, who wondered about the wisdom of doing a downtown festival
In the hottest month of the year?
Yeah, in the hottest month of the year, the hottest time. And last year, not this year, but last year, on the hottest day in 2011, it was 118 that day. And yet tens of thousands of people still came into downtown, enjoyed themselves. And, you know, it's just a real it's a real joy to see the community come together, because this really is not a city event. It's a community event. And if you all you have to do is walk into the planning meeting that I had the opportunity of attending, and it's just packed full of people from throughout the community who are giving money and goods and most of all service to make something special and different. And of all the things we've done in the community so far, I don't know that I personally have gotten a better feedback from families who talk about how great it was to bring their family down into downtown Mesa, have a great time, honor America, be reminded of the great things of our country, to honor those who have given their lives, and then to enjoy just enjoy themselves in a great event, which is what community events are all about. And it made them feel proud of their community, and that's the purpose behind these things. It's not so we can shoot off some fireworks. It's not so we can sell some hot dogs. It's so people will feel better about the city and the community they live in. And, boy, you guys have done a great job. And to have it recognized by people completely outside our community who didn't realize what an absolute wild, crazy idea it was is even more so, is more gratifying. So thank you.
And we appreciate the support of the mayor and council. It's a fun event, and we look forward to doing it again next year.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, now items 7A and 7B. These were already read in. These relate to taking action on resolutions relating to the development of Escobedo at Verde Vista, LLC. 7A is an item approving and authorizing city manager to reapply declarations of restrictions for Phase 1 and Phase 2. This land is owned by the city, but it will be developed by Escobedo at Vista Verde, LLC. And the second item is approving the city manager to execute an amended lease agreement related to the option to purchase Escobedo by Escobedo at Verde Vista LLC. This is a public-private partnership for those of you who don't know, to redevelop the area that used to be a city housing project. Was closed down 6 years ago, Mr. Brady? Six, 7 years ago?
Six years ago,
and has been, the buildings have been vacant since then, and we've been looking for a partner to come in and take the development risk and develop housing projects in harmony with that which existed, but it modernized at a different level, and that could at someday hopefully evolve into home ownership in the area. This was part of our downtown initiative to bring people into downtown, and we've gotten so far with this. We have two citizens who asked that this be removed. The first one is David Montague, who asked not to speak, but did want to go into the record that he was opposed to these items, both items. And then we have Heather Scannelbury. Heather. Heather, if you want to come on up. And Heather, go right ahead, and thanks for being here, and go ahead and speak into the thing. State your name again for the record, and you have 3 minutes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm Heather Scannelbury. I live in downtown Mesa. I just wanted to, first of all, state that I'm wholly opposed to this project, both the project and the agreement with the city. I feel somewhat at a disadvantage coming to speak to you tonight because I was told by your staff people that the council did support this project, and as well at a disadvantage because I'm just a single resident coming to speak to you while you've already been in talks with the nonprofit, you know, executive directors and the people that are dealing with this stuff every day, working on these types of things and building relationships with you and just kind of understand the process a lot better than what, you know, most of us everyday citizens have time to get involved in. So that's hard. And I know there are many other neighbors that are opposed to this project and the agreement with the city because of many reasons. I submitted a letter to you all, and I hope that you had a chance to review my letter. That was a couple of weeks ago. Basically stated all of my reasons, kind of more on an economic focus there, as well as dealing with the colleges that are coming to downtown. But overall, just the quality of improvement and revitalization that we've had going downtown. I think another subsidized housing project is status quo. And that's not where everything else has been taking us with downtown and the area surrounding. We've really been, you know, on a positive path to reinvestment, even with the, you know, light rail coming and things. Just, you know, there's just been a lot of investment there with trying to make it a healthy economic place. And I just think that We have an abundance of low income or moderate income rental housing. We don't need any more. We're flooded with that. It's not necessary. It's a large piece of property that is, I'm sure, worth, you know, a lot to the city and could really, you know, help improve the area substantially because of its size alone and because of the site that's been vacant that the city owns, the site 17 that's been vacant for so long. I believe that whatever's done with either one of those properties is one will influence the other positively or negatively. It, you know, depends on the direction that, you take with this. But I live down the street from there. I have for 13 years, 14 years. I plan to stay in my home for a lot longer. Have I gone over my time? I used to see the... Okay. I don't see the clock ticking over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it went up, but we'll give you a little bit more.
I sat in on the downtown planning meetings. I say this does not go along with, you know, what was discussed. The colleges definitely did. I think we need to keep this space for what is to come along with those colleges. I think there's plenty of time to wait. This property's been sitting there for just over 5 years, I think it is. And Site 17's been sitting there for over 10 years. I know, because I drive by it every single day. Very aware of that, you know. And I think that open land is a good thing. I think that feeling like we need to hurry up and fill in this property with something is just, you know, short-sighted. And especially looking at something that where they're requesting a 65-year lease is way too long for any of us to, you know, predict what's going to be going on downtown in 65 years. But I think if you're bringing in more high-density, low-income housing, multifamily rental housing specifically, it's just, I think we have plenty of examples of the direction that takes a neighborhood, and it's not a positive direction. Palm Cove was a tax credit project, much like this Escobedo project is. The last time I was there to do a crime walk because they had the highest calls for service in the police district. And it still is, from what I understand, a subsidized housing project. So I say, if the city's going to get out of subsidized housing, let's get out of it. Let's not offer a long-term $0 lease, basically, essentially continuing to subsidize low-income rental housing in Mesa.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Any questions, comments, anything? Have a motion?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Yeah. Councilor Higgins.
I have to figure out how to, are we there? I have to say that everything, Heather, it's so nice to see you again. Haven't seen you in a long time. Articulated all my concerns thus far, even though we have moved quite a long way down a path with the whole project. I wish you were here 6 months ago. It would have been delightful to hear. But, you know, I can't disagree with anything you said tonight at all, but I'm having a hard time because we've been moving down the path. I don't know, how long have we been looking into this? For months now, with agreements and all sorts of things. So it almost be disingenuous to not agree, since I've never not agreed until now. But I want you to know that I don't disagree with anything you have said. And I wish I could have articulated all those better myself sooner, but I haven't and I didn't. But I do appreciate you and appreciate all your comments. They're great.
And I'm sorry, I failed to thank you for coming tonight, and you did a great job. I appreciate that. You know, you hit on some points that are really the challenge of downtown, a redevelopment of a downtown. And I think it's great that we're sitting here in Mesa. And one of the great signs of success is that you're arguing about whether this is the type of project that fits in with the recent successes. Mm-hmm. When we started this process, many of these successes did not exist. This was before we had colleges coming in. This is before we had some interest in downtown. This is before we were talking about extending light rail. Had funding, a funding plan, specific funding plan for extending light rail to Gilbert Road. And so it's great that now we look back, we say, well, wait a second. Let's take a look at this, see this is what we want in our downtown. If someone would have come in here 2 years ago or even a year ago when they did, that was the first interest we had had in development in downtown Mesa in many years. So we didn't just jump at the first offer that came in, but it was very gratifying to know that downtown Mesa had some interest. Now, I know there's a lot of questions, and I've been on both sides of this issue with the two projects that we have, but I will say one thing that I appreciate that this council has done, and I think that it's a little bit, it's understandable why people would look at things such as low-income or subsidized housing and all of a sudden equate that with low quality. I think one of the things that we, from the very beginning, said is that we wanted high-quality investment, well, high-quality development. And those two terms are not mutually exclusive. We went and looked at what these developers had done, had built, that were also subsidized. We looked for high quality. We looked for architecturally attractive. We looked for things that were of a higher standard than what we might currently see. And certainly, we're not willing to accept substandard simply for the willingness to invest. I'm one of the greatest, and others can say the greatest, not critics, but challengers. I want people to invest money in our downtown. We have certain objectives that we want to accomplish. That requires investment. You got to start somewhere. And that doesn't mean you lower your standards, but you have to be inviting of some development. And the reality is, the reason why you go to subsidize is that market-based projects are not financeable right now and won't come in. And we made a decision, understanding that, and we talked a lot about it in this council, we made a decision that at this point in time, we believe that this kind of investment could serve to attract other kinds of investment. I have no doubt that once this goes in and is built, and we see the quality, and I'm confident that it will be built to high quality. We have the developers here, and I didn't even look at them, but I'm sure they were shaking their heads, agreeing with me. Okay, there we go. From Gorman, I've seen the work they've done. I think we're confident that with all the things, Heather, that you brought up, that the next wave of development will be a very different type of development, in the sense that now we have reached the economies and we've reached the momentum where I think with light rail under construction, with colleges coming in, now we'll attract the kind of market-based investment and market rate investment that we're seeking. We decided to prime the pump with this, but we didn't hope we were not sacrificing on the quality to do that. I appreciate your concerns. The one comment I have to make is I have to be honest with you. Until tonight and until your letter, I had not really heard it from anyone outside of the immediate Escobedo neighborhood. Maybe I missed that. But I love that you live downtown. Thank you. Thank you for your commitment. I had not really heard, though, from neighbors or anyone. The Escobedo neighborhood is very much involved in this process from day one. Well, from before day one. And we're very demanding as to what they wanted to see in the property that was literally part of their neighborhood. I got mixed feelings because I appreciate you being here. But on the other hand, I guess I'm a little bit perplexed as to why there wasn't more involvement early, because I think your voices, believe it or not, your voices are important. And I have seen this council, one voice, make a huge difference in this council because we do listen. On this one, I feel confident and comfortable that we're taking the right approach. And I think that when this is done, it'll prove to be a quality development that will lead to great things. And 15, 20 years down the road, I think you'll see many of these units owned by people, and I'm hoping that at that point in time we'll have homeowners and we will have a project that we can really be proud of. I know I went on sort of long on that, but I felt you deserved an answer for what we were doing. And anyone else want to chime in on that? Yeah, Councilmember Finter.
Well, just to offer an opinion as a longtime Mesa resident, kind of watched the Escobedo area, grew up with friends from the neighborhood. But what I saw as a council member coming in the first 4 years, there's actually, is to my memory, and I hope I'm remembering correctly, some of the obstacles to developing Site 17 actually were coming from those buildings that have sat vacant and some of the challenges that I saw. And I think some of it was an e-session, so we're not allowed to talk about it. But I think part of the positive that will happen is when this Escobedo project, with its quality and all, you know, the office buildings fronting on the university and other things, will actually help Site 17. And I think it's been well received from what I can tell in the Escobedo area, Washington Park area. So I'm hoping that it will spur development and growth in Site 17 in the future. So that's why I'm supporting it. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilmember. We have a motion from Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any further discussion? By the way, I guess, is it okay if the motion covers both 7A and 7B? Councilmember Kavanaugh, are you okay with that? Is that all right, Debbie? Okay, so we're voting both on 7A and 7B as a combined motion. Motion from Councilmember Richens, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. If there's no further discussion, please vote. Vice Mayor Summers, how do you vote? Was that him that was beeping? Okay. Guess we'll have to deem the vice mayor not here.
Yeah, you should declare him absent for purposes
okay.
of the vote.
Vice mayor's not here, so reveal the votes. Oh, vote again.
One more time.
Computers are great. All right. Please vote. Vice Mayor, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay. On items 7A and 7B, how do you vote?
He just wants to mute
Scott.
No. It just beeps. No.
Okay. Let's go on. Can you reveal the votes? Yeah, well, it's voted as seven ayes, no nays, but Vice Mayor Summers is not voting. So the vote is six ayes, zero nays, with the Vice Mayor not voting, and the motion carries. Thank you very much. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
Request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
No.